You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 20.
This is your manual to becoming the amazing homeschool mom you were called to be.
All right, welcome back, episode 20. This is fun.
Hey guys, welcome back. We're going to be talking today about homeschooling through sickness or illnesses.
Yes, because this will affect everybody.
Yep, every one of us gets sick.
And kids get sick. We get sick. So What in the world do you do when there's no sub teacher to come in?
Or wouldn't that be nice?
Oh, I wonder why. I mean, you could hire.
You just phone in a sub? Yeah. Once in a while, that would be really nice.
Yeah. No, mine's never shown up.
So. Nope, me neither. Well, so there's going to be kind of a wide spectrum here. So we're going to talk about, you know, the everyday sickness, like the cold or the flu that you can get, or chronic illnesses, you know, and there's a whole spectrum of things in between there that can happen to a family. And so we're going to try and cover
as much as we can.
Yeah.
And there's always going to be somebody to like, well, I have this illness and you didn't talk about that. So We'll do our best.
Yes. So we'll start with one child in your family gets sick today. What do you do?
So if it's just like the flu or something like that, something simple, if they are really sick and need to sleep, I just let them stay in their beds and let them sleep in. If they're not like too sick, but they're just not feeling great, I actually still have them come out on the couch with us and do read alouds, but maybe not have them do their own schoolwork.
Yeah, I do the same thing. And I'm kind of, maybe I'm a mean mom, but I kind of don't always believe my kids when they tell me they're sick. I don't know if that's just me. Do your kids lie a lot about being sick or like pretend to be sick more than they really are?
I do because I make them still do stuff. Well, and so it's not worth it. Like if they say they're sick, they're probably near their deathbed.
I think my kids would just want to be sick often or something. I don't know why, but sometimes they're like, I have the worst cough. I'm like, you're fine. Just get up and do your things. You know, I think it's just their excuse to be able to lay around for a day. So maybe that's just me and my mean mom syndrome, but I do the same as Meg, where I let them, you know, rest in their beds if they need it. And you typically can tell if they have a fever, if they're throwing up, if they're really sick, then yeah, they get a day off. But I do often just make them, you know, come out with the family, lay on the couch, listen to what we're reading, be a part of it if you can.
Yeah. And there are some sicknesses that if you were in a public school that you wouldn't send your kids, that maybe it is a little cough, but you don't really feel awful, but you have this nasty cough.
Yeah.
So if it's something like that, I actually make them do their full day of school or sneezing or something like that. Where
they're fully capable, they just aren't at their best.
Yes, where you wouldn't want to take them to the store or put them with other people. But so if it's kind of those mild sicknesses, I have them do their full day of school.
Yeah, I do as well.
So you got to be real sick to get a day off.
It's funny. Yeah, I think that you take more days off from regular school than from homeschool sometimes.
Well, you know what? You actually don't get sick as much.
It's true.
Being homeschooled.
It's true, yeah.
As a lot of kids get sick those first few weeks in public school.
Because they're surrounded by everybody's germs.
Yes, and you're stuck in this little room with everybody else and coughing and whatever they're bringing in from their own homes. And so I notice my family doesn't get sick as often.
Yeah, we don't very often either.
And life just kind of goes on because what else are you going to do?
That's true.
Yeah.
All right. So what if mom gets sick? Then what do?
That's when you call in the sub. I think that's for me when I pick what is most important to get done. And it also depends on my level of sickness. So if you were up all night puking or just sick as a dog, then take it off.
Yeah.
But if like I'm just a little bit sick, then I'm going to always try to get scripture study in.
Right.
Read aloud. Those are my most two important. And then minute with mom is the other one I always try to get in. But if I'm too sick, then I would just do those first two.
Yeah.
And then I'd go rest.
When I have a really bad sore throat or cough, there've been times, you know, where my voice is mostly gone and I make my big kids read the read alouds. So that helps me a lot too. If you have older kids that you can utilize, they can help. So I do that often. Like my oldest, he's awesome. If he can tell that I'm having an I don't feel well day, he's like, just go back to bed. I got it, mom. And he just helps and helps run things or take care of things. And he's a good kid like that. So I love that. But if your kids are younger, We've talked about the independent learning thing a lot. Let them do as much as they can on their own. And you can also, if you're in a terrible state, put on an educational movie, a documentary, something like that for them to just get through the day.
Yes, you may need to rest on the couch around them a little bit more if you don't have any older kids to kind of help watch with the younger kids.
Yeah. And it's going to definitely vary depending on your level of sickness and their level of sickness.
Yes. But just trying to relax and do your best. Like if your voice is gone because your throat is so hoarse, then you're probably not going to worry about read aloud that
day. Right.
Yeah. And just doing your best with how you feel.
Right. So then we come into chronic illness because there's going to be a lot of and varying levels of things. You know, there's going to be people with depression who have days where they just physically cannot or mentally cannot do the things that they need to that day, or I don't know. There's all different kinds.
I mean, I was going to say we could list so many different diseases.
There's so many things, yes.
That just affect your health.
And that's going to be a long-term issue. So I would suggest for people that are going to have an ongoing long-term kind of illness, you're going to need to have a style of teaching or curriculum that is a lot more independent and things that are just open and go, that don't have much preparation, so that when those days come, because they probably will often, that you're able to just keep going, or the kids are able to just keep going, and you can do it from your bed or from the couch, whatever possible.
Yeah, absolutely. That creating those independent learners, we were talking about, we have checklists for our kids. Mm-hmm. And so if you had your kids, you've taught them to be independent learners, and like this is our program, and a mom is sick, whether it's a mental illness or a physical illness, that your kids can still take care of themselves and take care of their own education.
Yeah, my kids know their routine and their schedule. They know every day what they have to do. It's very clear to them. And so if they know those things and you're out of commission and you say, go do your school, they know exactly what to do.
Yeah, and it's super nice. Just things happen. We've had car crashes or little things where you're just stiff or you don't feel good, right? And so it's nice to know that there's a system that the whole thing won't fall apart.
Yeah, yeah. You can also do a lot of online classes in those kinds of situations. There's, you know, the whole online programs that you can do, or have an in-home tutor that can come in and do the harder subjects that you're not able to do when you're unwell. This last year, I don't know that I've talked about this on the podcast, but I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer, and it was a really scary thing for me. And I went through, I didn't have to do a lot of treatments, but I did have to have surgery to have my thyroid removed. And that was right at the start of school last year.
It was September, wasn't it?
It was August. Wow. So mid-August, I had my surgery. And I remember just being so stressed about school. I was like, what am I going to do? It's right when school's starting. How am I going to make this work? And so that was a huge stressor for me. And I felt really just nervous about the school year starting in general because of all of that. And I spent a lot of the summer just being upset. So I didn't get a lot planned either. And I was emotional through the summer after learning about it. And so it was just kind of a hard summer in general. But then it was a hard school year because I had the surgery. I had a couple of weeks of recovery. But then my voice did not recover for quite a long time. So there was a long period of time where I wasn't able to speak very well. My throat actually would hurt, and it was a big strain to be able to talk. And so a lot of things just weren't able to get done. It was a really tough couple of months for me. Just as I'm healing, I get my book contract and I have to write my book in 3 months.
Yeah.
So I feel like my last school year was kind of a wash.
Yeah. But it wasn't.
But it wasn't
really,
though.
Right?
I know. When I look back on it, I'm like, okay, we actually really accomplished everything that I wanted to. I didn't do a lot of extras with my kids. I didn't do I don't know. In our homeschool co-op group, I don't know if you noticed, someone asked the question yesterday, what were the best things that you had in your school year? And I read that question. I was like, I don't have an answer for that this year. I didn't have a best school year. I had a kind of hard school year. And I don't think I have any advice to give for this school year because it was a rough one. But we survived it, and my kids are fine, and they learned, and they are still on the level they're supposed to be on, and they finished their curriculum, and everything turned out just fine.
Right.
But the biggest thing I learned through that whole process was, even if you scale way back and cut a lot of the extras that are unnecessary that you just want and like we really didn't do foreign language this year, and we really didn't do, you know, just a lot of the extra things that I really like to keep in there, they just didn't happen. We did language arts, we did math, we did science sometimes, and we did reloads and pretty much, you know, we got the basics done. And my high schooler did his own thing all the time, but we were fine. And we did what needed to be done. And so I learned that scaling back and simplifying is okay during those really hard times, and they're going to come. It might be car accidents. It might be chronic illness. It might be whatever it might be that comes at you in life. It's okay to simplify and just push forward with what you have.
Yeah. So I haven't had cancer, luckily, like poor Karen had to go through. But when after I had baby number 5, they gave me medicine and I had a really bad allergic reaction to it. Mm-hmm. And so it's left me with a chronic, I don't even know, honest, like, is illness the right word? I don't know.
Just some symptoms that have really affected her in a hard way.
And so sleep's a huge one. And so sometimes I'm so exhausted that I just have to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. And so that is why I do what I can get done, or I just switch it. Like, I'm going to take a nap and then we're going to do school in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. I do my best to make our routine as the same as much as possible, but sometimes you just have
to. And I have those days also with having my thyroid removed. It really changes your energy levels. And so there are days, and my kids know those days now. They can see it, or I say it, where I'm like, it's one of those days where I have nothing in me. And they're like, oh, okay, just lay down, Mom. It's okay. We've got this, which I love. And it's amazing to me that they can do that and they know how to do that now. But it can be really tough, and you can just have these hard days where you have nothing in you, but school can go on and you can just simplify and push on through it. I remember at the beginning of the school year last year when I was going through it, I was like, should I put my kids in school? Like, what should I do this year? I don't even know. Because I wasn't sure how things were going to go with my surgery and what kind of treatments I was going to need. And so I was really at this point, which I've never really wanted to put my kids in school, but that year I was seriously considering it. My husband and I kind of talked it over even, and we were like, what should we do? And so we just sort of played it by ear, and luckily things are fine and I was okay. I am okay, but it was a challenging time.
I've even read on some Facebook groups about when a family member, one of their children have cancer, mm-hmm. and they have to go to do weekly treatments.
Well, someone in our homeschool co-op group, Rachel.
Okay.
So she was homeschooled growing up for that reason, because her sister had cancer. And so they were at the hospital all the time growing up, and they were homeschooled through her treatment years. And she said once her sister, who survived and is fine, was through that, they made the decision to continue homeschooling because their family loved it so much and loved the culture that it created in their family. But she said she pretty much was homeschooled at the hospital for years.
Yeah. And so that's what this mom is doing, the same thing. And I think she may even hire someone to come to her house on the day she goes up for chemo treatments with her other child. But with the right mindset and being willing to just relax with things and figuring out, like, some days I'm at my best, some days I'm not. Mm-hmm. And just being willing to try different things until you find something that works, especially with chronic illness and mental illness and stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely. And also just be willing to give yourself grace that there's going to be hard days that come along, and it's okay to just push through those, and your kids aren't going to fall behind from a day missed here and there.
Right. And I think that part of the reason I do my summer school is because I never feel guilty.
There's no guilt over missing a school day if you're doing school year round. Yeah, I was going to mention that also.
Like, I don't, if somebody, and I'm lucky that I don't get sick often, but I do have to, if I have a late night, I will have to take a nap the next day. And so it's not going to ruin everything.
Right.
A day of school gets missed.
Yeah. Let's see, anything else that we wanted to cover on that one? I feel like,
it's kind of figuring out your family dynamic. And I think the more you can create independent learners, the better you can go with mom being sick or one child being sick that needs mom.
Yeah.
Because we kind of, if you have a baby that's sick and it just needs to be healed.
There are those days where all you can do is just hold the baby all day long. Yeah.
Yes. And so little Master George had a few pretty high fevers and I would just hold them. And that's what school was that day.
Yeah.
And they went and did their own thing. And I just will double up minute with mom that I'll do 2 days of checking versus just the one.
Yeah. But then I just kind of also feel like, If you're to a point where you don't feel like it's even possible, it's okay. You're not a failure if you have to put them back in school for a little while.
Yeah.
You're not a failure. Don't feel like you're failing if you need a break.
Yeah. And I think
because I was at that point and I felt like a failure in that moment, thinking, what if I can't homeschool my kids anymore? What would I do? And it was almost like I have failed, but you can't feel like that. You can't be so hard on yourself when you need that time away.
Well, I think that's when you need to be really in tune with the spirit mm-hmm. and saying like, no, Karen, you've got this. Like, mm-hmm. I know it seems hard and daunting, mm-hmm. but like you've got this. Or it's, maybe the spirit says, Karen, now is the time
to
put your babies in school and they're going to be okay.
Right.
And that's, I mean, this whole podcast is called to homeschool. Mm-hmm. And that's listening and taking that plunge of faith.
Right.
And maybe that plunge is if the illness is so chronic where you're not really functioning to the best of your ability. Actually, my friend, she's passed away now. She homeschools. She helped me homeschool. And she got cancer right when our babies are just a few months apart. Mm-hmm. And she found out a few days after he was born. And she homeschooled through her cancer treatment as long as she could. And then it was obvious that it was going to be terminal.
Yeah.
That she put her babies in school. She didn't have any other choice. And it wasn't because she was a failure or anything, mm-hmm. but she was this beautiful, beautiful woman. And her children look back on those homeschool years with
it was so special.
Fondness.
Yes.
I feel really emotional talking about
it. I know you're making me cry.
6 years ago. But it was just a very treasured time that they got with their mom. Mm-hmm. I didn't mean to make us both cry, but like how tender that they had all those years with her before she passed, that they got to spend that time with her. So that took a weird tangent.
No, I think but that was beautiful.
That it's do your best and then follow the spirit. And if you feel like the illness has gone too far and your health is really being affected, then follow mm-hmm. your gut, what you know is right. It makes kind of beautiful blue eyes
It does when they're wet, right?
But so whether it's the sniffles or something big, mm-hmm. like there is a way to do it
there.
And at the end of the day, follow your gut, what you should do with your babies. But you've got this. So our heart goes out to anybody who is struggling with some serious chronic health issues. And we have your back and we love you either way.
Thanks for listening today.
All right. We'll see you guys.
Thank you for listening to Called to Homeschool. Be sure to subscribe and we'd love to hear your comments or questions. You can find all our show notes on calledtohome.com.